The Twilight of the Idols, or How to Philosophize with the Hammer, by Friedrich Nietzsche, translated by Anthony M. Ludovici. Translator's Preface. The Twilight of the Idols was written towards the end of the summer of 1888. Its composition seems to have occupied only a few days, so few indeed that in Ecce Homo, page 118, Nietzsche says he hesitates to give their number, but in any case we know it was completed on the 3rd of September in Sils Maria. The manuscript, which was dispatched to the printers on the 7th of September, bore the title Idle Hours of a Psychologist. This, however, was abandoned in favor of the present title while the work was going through the press. During September and the early part of October 1888, Nietzsche added to the original contents of the book by inserting the whole section entitled Things the Germans Lack, and aphorisms 32 through 43 of Skirmishes in a War with the Age. And the book, as it now stands, represents exactly the form in which Nietzsche intended to publish it in the course of the year 1889. Unfortunately, its author was already stricken down with illness when the work first appeared at the end of January 1889, and he was denied the joy of seeing it run into 9 editions of 1,000 each before his death in 1900. Of The Twilight of the Idols, Nietzsche says in Ecce Homo, page 118, quote, "If anyone should desire to obtain a rapid sketch of how everything before my time was standing on its head, he should begin reading me in this book. That which is called Idols on the title page is simply the old truth that has been believed in hitherto. In plain English, The Twilight of the Idols means that the old truth is on its last legs." Unquote. Certain it is that, for a rapid survey of the whole of Nietzsche's doctrine, no book, save perhaps the section entitled Of Old and New Tables in Thus Spake Zarathustra, could be of more real value than The Twilight of the Idols. Here Nietzsche is quite at his best. He is ripe for the marvelous feat of the transvaluation of all values. Nowhere is his language, that marvelous weapon, which in his hand became at once so supple and so murderous, more forceful and more condensed. Nowhere are his thoughts more profound. But all this does not by any means imply that this book is the easiest of Nietzsche's works. On the contrary, I very much fear that, unless the reader is well prepared, not only in Nietzscheism, but also in the habit of grappling with uncommon and elusive...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?